ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am very pleased to welcome back the disgustingly happy Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good and very happy. Indeed, as you can see, I'm not in my office today. So, yes.
Where are you?
I am actually in Fiji at the moment. I'm in Suva. So only until tomorrow, unfortunately. I go back tomorrow. My kids and wife will be happy, hopefully. They'll be happy anyway. We'll see.
Well, you know, I've been following your adventures in Fiji, and I just must admit that I am really jealous.
You know what? I can honestly say I've never met a more friendly bunch of people. It's just the most beautiful people, the beautiful country, beautiful people. They can't do enough for you. It is just, yeah, just almost paradise, I'd say.
Nice. Well, and I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born way back in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
Yes, we do. And we even move ourselves, look.
Right? This is like the first time you've been on the road. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I mean,
and rather disgusted for myself.
I know. COVID clearly must be clearing up if we can actually travel ourselves as well, which is good.
So what you're saying is that you do, outside of COVID times, you do some traveling.
Now and again, not very often, I must admit, especially not to places like Fiji, that's for sure.
Good. if I can't travel, you can't travel. That's just the way it goes.
All right. I promise you next week I'll be back in my basement.
Right. Good. That'll make me feel better. Anyways, lots going on in the world of travel right now. Let's head on over to Germany. What's happening there?
Yes, starting on June 1st, Germany will put an end to several of its travel restrictions imposed due to COVID-19. Until the end of August, Germany will suspend the 3G rule on entry. The 3G rule requires travelers to present a valid vaccination, recovery or test certificate in order to enter the country. This rule will be lifted at least for the summer season. However, arrivals from the so-called virus variant areas will remain subject to travel restrictions, such as entering a 14-day quarantine on arrival, regardless of their vaccination status. However, it's important to know currently no countries are considered as a virus variant area in the German list.
Right. Well, heading over to the US.
Yeah, not quite so good news there. The United States are going to increase its visa waiver fee from $14 to $21. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced the news, stating that the price change for the electronic system for travel authorization, that's the ESTA, took effect from May the 26th. The new fee, which includes a $4 operational fee, will be in place until September 2027. Now, the ESTA allows nationals from 40 participating countries to travel to the U.S. for stays of up to 90 days without a visa. Now, those who already have an approved ESTA do not have to reapply, as the document is valid for up to 2 years. Now, for anybody who needs to apply for an ESTA, visit the official government website at esta.cbp.dhs.gov. It is advised that applications are submitted no later than 72 hours prior to travel to allow for authorization.
You know what? Any excuse to raise fees for any reason wasn't, you know, the thing is, if they were managing to do it fine at the price it was, you know, I don't know, someone stepped in and said, oh, well, we're not making enough money there. Let's hike that price up. And it's not even like they're hiking it up like a buck or two. It's like by a third.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it is. When you say it's only $7, it doesn't seem a lot. But when it was only $14 to begin with, you're talking a 50% hike. That does seem slightly crazy to me, especially at a time when everybody knows the cost of living is going through the roof. So let's just make another thing more expensive.
Yeah, well, love government. Love it. Once again,
if Rhea was queen of the world.
It's been a while since I've been able to inject that.
I know, I'm getting good at it as well. I'm actually learning the cue.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was really some awkward pauses before. That was weird.
I know, it's only took me 2 years.
I know, I actually would have to edit some of them out. I'm like, wow, that took him forever and it really was awkward for me, let alone the listener. So I'm just going to like cut that bit out. You were quick on the uptake this time. Thank you, Lee. Heading over to Barbados.
Fully vaccinated travelers to Barbados no longer have to take a COVID-19 test to enter the country. Unvaccinated arrivals will still be required to present a negative COVID test to enter Barbados. The change to the island's travel protocols was revealed by the Prime Minister. The easing of entry rules comes as more than 70% of the eligible population in Barbados is now fully vaccinated. The change in protocols also states that masks will now only be mandatory indoors and on public transportation. Outdoors masks are now an option.
Right. Now, you know, we've been talking a lot about the airport situation straight across the world, but with EasyJet, there's a bunch of cancellations coming out, and it's not just in regards to the airport situation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, EasyJet says it's going to cancel more than 200 flights over the next 10 days, putting travel at risk for thousands of travellers. The airline have said about 24 flights from Gatwick would be affected each day between now and the 6th of June. Now, a spokeswoman for the company said that they are sorry for the late notice of some of these cancellations and inconvenience caused for customers booked on these flights. However, they believe that this is necessary to provide reliable services over the busy period. Customers affected are being informed and provided with the option to rebook their flight or receive a refund and can apply for compensation in line with regulations. Again, what I would say is any refunds that are going to come, you know, you're going to be waiting a while. You're not going to get it within a week. You're not going to get it within 2 weeks. You're probably going to be talking months before you get that refund to come back in. Just also on this as well, not just EasyJet, but also Delta Airlines in the US. I noticed today that they've also announced they're going to be cancelling over 100 flights as well. So anybody who is booked with Delta Airlines as well, just please make sure you keep in contact with your travel provider or the airline just to make sure that your flight is okay.
That's insane. And you know what? They probably won't get their refunds until like 2023, to be absolutely honest with you.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I mean, especially if they're talking about cancelling that many flights, you know, it's going to, you know, and again, I mean, I don't know how long it takes them to process them or how many staff they've got working there in that department. But that is a hell of a lot of refunds that they're going to have to be processing. So you are going to be waiting a while, unfortunately.
And news out of KLM. Good news, finally, after quite a few years.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's surprising how many people ask us about premium economy on KLM. And we've always had to say that they don't have it. But KLM has revealed details of its much-awaited premium economy class, which it brands as premium comfort. Crew, again, like I say, have asked us many times why the airline has been so slow in adopting this product when other airlines have been offering it for over 20 years. Premium comfort will appear as from July this year. North America will be the first destination to see the new seating. There will be between 21 and 28 seats, depending on the aircraft type. Premium comfort will be in line with the products from other airlines. The pitch will be 38 inches, seats are going to be wider, and the layout on the B777s will be the 242. Onboard catering will also be upgraded.
So basically, KLM is going to be taking their premium comfort. It'll be exactly the same way that all seats were 30 or 40 years ago.
Basically. Yeah, right. That's basically it. Yeah. You're just going to get economy from 30 years when they didn't try and cram as many people in.
Same with the service. You know what? I saw, you know, air travel has been sort of a bug in many people's ear recently because of the chaos that is happening. And, you know, you see all this diatribe going on online. And, you know, somebody brought up the fact that at one point in time, air travel was considered, you know, something really special. You know, you dressed up to get on an airplane, and you know, the stewardesses were the most glamorous people that ever walked the face of the planet, and the service was bar none. I mean, you were literally, it was like 5-star service in the sky, and you had to dress appropriately for that 5-star service. Now, yep. It's just like taking a bus from, like, I don't know, in the inner city of any city to the other side of the inner city, because the people that get on these planes, you look at them and you think, you know, who let you out of the house?
Yeah, it's amazing how much it's changed, isn't it, over the years. You know, prior to COVID, it's a lot more accessible for people than what it used to be. Like you say, it was a luxury, you know, in previous times, whereas just before COVID, it was a lot more accessible, a lot more people were able to travel, and the glitz and glamour, shall we say, has disappeared, unfortunately.
Well, I just saw a news story, and it's just recently, like within the past week, there was a couple of guys out of the UK that got onto an airplane drunk, were bragging that they had been drinking in the airports. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning, And they started punching passengers out, and even crew and the captain. They punched the captain. I mean, they were like literally brawling throughout the entire aircraft. And I'm like, how did we go from this classy affair to where people sort of were respectful of the ability to fly through the skies to a beautiful destination to jumping on a plane proud that you're, you know, three sheets to the wind and starting to beat everybody up? Like, what is that?
I mean, there's no excuse for that at all, is there? I mean, it's just craziness. You know, and unfortunately, I mean, there was a big, I know there was a debate in the US about it because it was becoming a real problem with air age, shall we say, and the amount of people who were being put on the no-fly list with airlines, and the amount of fines that were being banded out to passengers who were getting rowdy. And I think there was one last week, actually, I was reading, I think it was Southwest Airlines, where, again, a passenger got in fisticuffs with a crew member. And I was reading, I think they've been fined $10,000 or something this week. So it's they've been hit hard. But something had to be done. It was becoming a real issue, that's for sure.
I think it's pretty much antisocial behavior straight across the face of the planet, really. Nobody's held accountable for their actions. And, you know, back in my day, we used to get whipped for that kind of behavior.
back in your day.
Right? I don't know. I do. I have to laugh sometimes because I remember when I was going to school. And yes, I'm so dating myself now. But if we swore in class, like the teacher would march us down to the bathroom and literally take a bar of soap and wash our mouth out. You know, if we did something we shouldn't be doing in classroom, we would get our knuckles slapped with a ruler. Now, none of that was like detrimental to us. It was just, look, this is authority. This is the way you need to behave in a certain situation. And if you don't, then there are consequences. But I think nowadays there's absolutely no consequences for anything that anybody does. And so they just feel like they could just do whatever. And they do.
Especially when you chuck alcohol in the mix as well. It's not good at all, is it?
Yeah. Like, I'm not one for corporal punishment. I'm not. I don't even yell at my kids. But I mean, I did smack my son once and I gave him a good hinding on his behind because he almost ran in front of a car when he was like 3 years old. Now, he got the message that his bum would hurt if he did that again, because at three, he didn't understand death or, you know, running in front of, he didn't understand that concept, but he sure as heck understood. And I mean, I cried after I did it because I felt so bad, but I also wanted my son to be alive, preferably.
Yeah.
At that stage, now that he's a teenager, well.
But I know you're fine. I mean,
it's just a different society nowadays. And I think people just, you know, their personal rights sort of overtake the rights of the world in general. And I don't understand.
It's interesting times we live in.
Yeah. And of course, I got political. It's been a while since I've done that, too, isn't it?
You did. I mean, I think it's been at least 2 weeks that you've not been political. So it was about time. Rhea's political rant. I think we need to put that in as an actual segment.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize for that. It's Monday. What can I say? I woke up on the right side of the bed today. Crew question.
We received a question this week from Lucy, who is based in the UK. Lucy wanted to know where she would be able to travel to whilst on shore leave for a holiday without having to get a COVID test prior to travel. Well, as the world is opening up, the list is getting quite long, so I'm not going to mention every single country, as we could be here sometime, and to be honest, people would be bored and fall asleep. However, I've picked out some of the holiday hotspots that you might like to travel to, Lucy. However, if you'd like the definitive list of all of the countries at this time, please obviously send me an email and I'll happily send it across to you. So the holiday hotspots you can travel to from the UK without a pre-departure COVID test at this moment are Canada, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cyprus, the Dominican Republic, France, Greece, Italy, Maldives, Mexico, Portugal, Seychelles, Spain, Sri Lanka, the United Arab Emirates, Thailand, and Turkey. That is a convoluted list. There is quite a few more that I could quite easily put in, but I've just sort of picked out the ones that I think people would be more likely to travel to for a summer vacation. But like I said, Lucy, if you need, obviously, the full list, please get in contact with me. I'll be happy to send it to you. I would also just specify as well, although these places don't need a COVID test for you to enter, obviously, just make sure on your route, if you're transiting a country, they may need a COVID test, or also the airline may specify that you need one. So although these countries don't need one for you to enter, you just need to make sure that your route, i.e. your transit point and your airline, also don't require a COVID test.
Well, I'm going to put in my two cents here and just say, go Canada, because it's absolutely beautiful this time of year. The rest of the year, it's just really too cold and you don't want to go anywhere near the country. My home. It's true. But the Okanagan Valley is stunning. There's wineries, there's lakes, freshwater lakes that go on for like hundreds of kilometers. There's a ton to do, a ton to see, hiking, biking, trails, you name it, mountain climbing, all sorts of things. There's like five ski hills in a matter of like 3 hours where you can go. I mean, it's summertime, so of course you're not going to be skiing, but that means like, you know, the sightseeing and all. So go Canada.
You've sold it to me. I'll be there on my next holiday.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. That's it's a beautiful country.
I've never been to Canada. I've never been to Canada. So it's definitely a place on my bucket list to go to.
There's definitely something for everybody there.
Like, right.
Straight across the, I mean, it's such a big country though too. It's like huge. Yeah. Huge. Right, Lee. Well, you know, as always, you've been very informative and we appreciate it.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And next week I will be back in my hole. So, unfortunately, it won't be this backdrop. It will just be the blue marine one back again. Because to be fair, it's a good job I have the blue marine one, because if you saw the state of my office, honestly, you would be disgusted with me.
That's all right. I'm just going to be happy that you're back in your office and I don't have to have this absolutely raging jealousy of you being in Fiji.
I do apologize. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Do you know what? You sound like every company on the face of the planet. Hashtag never mind. That's another political thing. I'll stop. Lee, thank you.
I'm so not a social. That's not me. I don't even know where I got hashtag sorry, not sorry from, because that is so not me.
You know what? The hashtag that comes from your offspring. You know, they're all hashtag this, hashtag that. That's how they talk nowadays, right?
Yeah, I think it probably is. It must be my eldest, to be honest with you.
God, I'm dating myself. Oh, got to stop that. I'm like so cool. I talk hashtags too. Doesn't sound right, does it?
No. We can't. Unfortunately, we can't pull off, Ray. We've got to, just understand we are not at that age.
No, that's my children remind me on a daily, constantly, well, a multiple daily time. Like every day. Constantly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if my children were listening to this, they would be cringing out of their skin at me saying anything that starts with hashtag.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't do that again, audience. Trust me, I won't try that again. I might. Right. Well, thanks again, Lee. Safe travels back to New Zealand when you are finished there. I think that's later on tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, traveling tomorrow. So, back home to tomorrow evening.
Right. Well, and I have to mention again that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people. Lee, we'll see you right here again next week. Same time, same place.
Looking forward to it. You have a good week.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E.